gentlemen, suck it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Be long now, and we are going to see who the new president will be. In the meantime, sit back, because you have got the right place, the right station, the right time, the right show. That's right, folks, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time show as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Got a little bit different lineup for you here tonight, but it's always good on the American Adversaries. And no small part because of Nick LoCicero on the bridge here tonight. 407-774-8255 is always the number. Got Rick Brown sitting in the saddle tonight.
Well, good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Excellent. Excellent. Good to have you in the driver's seat. And we also are going to have Colonel Danny McKnight here momentarily with us and in the studio with us as well. Well, tonight we have Michelle Sterk of the USO.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, and she's going to be with us all evening long, too. She's going to be telling us a little bit more about the USO. It's a great organization. Just right off the top of the bat, they got a special place in my heart because I have a nephew who's in the Army, and he's presently serving over in Germany. And he and his wife were able to have the vacation of their lives, tour in Europe last Christmas season, thanks to the USO. So thanks for being on the show here tonight.
I'm very happy to be here.
All right. And just as I said that, Colonel Danny McKnight has come into the studio. Good to see you again, Colonel, as always. How you doing?
Good to be seen. Better late than never, I guess, you know. One time I'm running a little late. You know, it took 20 minutes to get from 4:17 to here.
It was terrible tonight,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, so, the traffic's a nightmare as usual around here these times. Just keep listening to the traffic updates with Mick Dolan. He'll keep you out of trouble.
Absolutely. You know, I was just watching this on the TV screen. You know, only in America can a guy complete a multi-million dollar project on time and under budget and be criticized for creating thousands of jobs. You have to run for president before you're subjected to that kind of stupid.
I tell you what, it is. And
unbelievable.
It is. It's absolutely unbelievable. But that is our election season this year. But this year, I think the public's not buying it. I don't think, hopefully enough in the public aren't drinking the Kool-Aid. And we're going to be talking about that during the show. Ed Klein is going to join us at the top of the next hour. He, of course, has written a number of books, biographies, and exposés, if you will. He used to work for the New York Times. And his latest book is Guilty as Sin, about the Clintons and the Clinton Inc. and all that stuff. And it's quite timely because today there are new revelations out about, they're calling it Bill Clinton Inc., where money was being funneled to Bill Clinton's personal accounts, if you will, not, you know, and using the foundation as money laundering. I mean, it's pretty complex, but basically money was being funneled to Bill Clinton so far in the tune of $66 million.
Think about how many different names they have for this underhanded Clinton organization, right?
Yeah.
They got Clinton Inc., they've got Bubba Inc., all these code names, right? How is this not a crime family?
That's what we're going to talk about with Ed Klein. We're going to talk about that. And, of course, if you remember our Dumb and Feckless series, we did that. He had written a book, The Clintons versus the Obamas. You know, they don't like each other very much at all. And we read many excerpts from that book to the and in the background, we had the Young and the Restless music, you know, from the soap opera, and we called it The Dumb and the Feckless, of course. And so he gets the inside scoop, and we're going to talk about one of Hillary's coughing fits in the White House, which evidently scared the president and first lady so much they had to call in
the doctor.
The doctor. Doctor said, woke him up, said, woo, woo.
Lime and the coconut.
And the coconut. Shake it all up.
What do you think the Obamas are getting from the Clintons with all the stuff? Because they despise each other. We know that and everything. And now they're out there running around together, holding hands and all this stuff. So I wonder what the payoff is going to be with that one.
It's when you do business with criminals, you end up having to sleep with them.
Yep.
And that's what it is. They may not like one another, but there's too much dirt out there.
I would assume in Barack's run for the UN that the Clinton Foundation will have a heavy hand in financing his media blitz.
Yeah. Well, according to the present rules of the UN, he can't be the general secretary having been the leader of a country. I believe there's at least a waiting period. But nonetheless, to answer your question, Colonel, money and dirt. I mean, there's so much. I think Benghazi. You know, the decisions and lack of decision-making that night, mm-hmm. you know, and the truth as to what may have been going on there prior to the attack on the embassy. All of those things, they don't want to come out. And because each knows about the other's, you know, dirty laundry, so to speak, they kind of have to tolerate one another and even go out there and kiss one another's butts.
And that's what they're doing regularly. Exactly
indeed
right.
Indeed it is. And boy, do they ever fear a guy like Donald Trump. He is their worst nightmare. And it's funny because if you believe some of the emails, and I believe pretty much they're accurate, certainly the Clinton campaign has not been denying them. They've just been saying, oh, it came from the Russians, so you know, don't pay any attention. But they're not denying what's in them. And according to the emails early on, they wanted Trump. They wanted to take on Trump, right? Well, be careful what you wish for, because they never thought that he could actually win.
That's right. Exactly right.
And he's on the verge of pulling off one of the major political stories in American history. And have you seen the Michael Moore thing?
Yes.
Have you seen it, Colonel?
I did.
And he, I think, really puts it in perspective that Donald Trump, for one, is like no other politician we have seen in our lifetimes. And for two, there's a lot of people out there that is a drink of water somebody dying of thirst. So the inevitable may yet happen, and that is that Donald Trump win this election. And then, of course, the Obamas and the Clintons are going to be pooping bricks.
Yeah. Did you see where they finally showed a Benghazi ad on TV?
Yes. I saw the Benghazi ad.
First time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I bothered that they waited so long because so many people have already voted, done early voting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
some of them might see that and say, my goodness, we didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, I was just in Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Chris Peranto, where we had a great showing up there of the movie.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yeah.
It's very interesting, but I wish they had shown that 30 days ago,
I thought that the Trump campaign would have a better commercial barrage, and especially with Steve Bannon being there, that they would have some really powerful commercials like that.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't happened, at least not in this state. Now, they have been spending more ad money in other states. As a matter of fact, the Trump campaign has spent about $30 million in ads in California. And a lot of people would say, California? Right? Mm-hmm. What kind of chance you think you got of winning in California? But at least it's caused the Clinton campaign to spend more money there and more time there than they wanted to. So there was at least some sort of strategy.
It's strategery.
That's right. But yeah, you're right. I think that they could have that issue could have been more prominent. And the other night, and although I thought Donald Trump did win the third debate, once again, you know, we thought that he did well, but he didn't do as good as perhaps he could have. But, you know, one of the things that I thought that he missed was the Benghazi. He had Patricia Smith sitting in the audience.
Didn't do anything with her.
And he should have brought that out like he had done at the prior debate. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, this is an issue for a lot of people, and it should be an issue for a lot of people. And I think that there's a lot of incriminating things, and that's just one problem that the Clintons and the Obamas have, right? There is the fact that Obama knew pretty much all along that she was using a private server. We now know that from the email releases.
Because he was contacting her from his private server, his private email account.
Yeah, exactly, using aliases and stuff. I mean, this is criminal activity. This is RICO Act stuff, right? Stuff that people have been put in prison for long periods of time. Because you're talking about what they call organized crime. See, this is organized crime. It's organized in a very sophisticated fashion. That's why they call it organized crime. It's not petty crime.
And it goes up really high, too. I love the FBI story.
Go ahead.
With her aides, or direct aides of hers, paying money out of the foundation, was it?
Yeah.
To the wife of the second-in-command of the investigation of her.
Yeah,
running for office.
It was campaign.
Right?
It was actually campaign contributions through Terry McAuliffe. Colonel, you speak to a lot of law enforcement people around the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's their feeling about this? Because, you know, it's my impression that the FBI, for the most part, is made of people who actually believe in what they're doing. They believe in what the FBI really stands for. It would seem to me, and of course we've heard reports and reported that there's a lot of FBI agents who are really about ready to mutiny James Comey. Sound right to you?
Well, with what happened when he stood there and said what he said and then said, but no reason. I promise you, the FBI took a real hit with that one.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Because when everybody knows what she was doing was wrong, Comey even said it was wrong, illegal, etc., you know, and then turned and just immediately said, but as soon as he said, but we're not going to, no reason to prosecute. I promise you the entire FBI was stunned that happened. So they've taken a hit and Comey took the biggest hit, but I've got to believe that he's going to be, you know, come out smelling like roses because if Hillary becomes president, she's going to make sure he's taken care of. You know that as well as I do. But the FBI, I really feel sorry for them that their boss did what he did. And it goes all the way down now to local law enforcement, to answer your question. They take the hit, too. And they're as bothered by it because it makes their life tougher. Because when you got the FBI truly doing something wrong, how do you think the guys down here at the local level feel about it?
I'm telling you.
And they take the hit every day from Obama anyways because he's so anti-police.
Oh, he's so anti-police.
Comey could have saved his guys by just coming out at the end and saying, and I was ordered by the president not to press charges.
Yeah.
Because
that's
really what happened.
Oh, yeah. You know, exactly right. I totally agree.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, there's some things you can argue over, you know, legalities, you know, the gray areas of the law. I mean, try to get a yes or no answer out of a lawyer. It just doesn't happen, right? But when the FBI allows the subjects of investigations to destroy evidence. There's just
it was part of the deal,
but for whatever reason, you see, it just doesn't. What are they? They don't have any storage space up there anymore. I mean, I got a shed out back. I'll clean out for them, and I won't even charge them rent. But it's just so ridiculous, right? You don't in an investigation until it's even after it's concluded. They'll keep evidence on file. Right, so it just doesn't add up, and so people, I believe, are just sick and tired of it enough in numbers that look out. All I can say is look out. You know, I don't want to jinx Donald Trump by sitting here predicting he's going to win, but this would be the kind of win that would shock the world. You remember how Muhammad Ali, when he beat Sonny Liston the first time, all the newspaper, all these sports geniuses, right, who had been writing newspaper articles and doing television for as long as it existed, they all, no way Cassius Clay was ever going to beat Sonny Liston, even in his best day. No way it was ever going to happen. And of course, when it happened, he got in all of their faces and he pointed with his boxing glove on. He was pointing at them going, I shook up the world. I showed you and I showed you and I showed you. And he pointed at each one of them and said, I shook up the world. You believe me now? You believe me now?
Well, that's going to be November 9th.
I believe so. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. By the way, Colonel Danny McKnight has written the excellent book, Streets of Mogadishu. I highly recommend you get several copies. They make great gifts, and you can get them at DannyMcKnight.com. He'll even autograph them for you or whoever you would like to give one to. We'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
The most important issue facing Florida today is our water management, specifically stormwater management. I estimate about 70% of all of our pollution in our rivers, lakes, and streams comes from our stormwater. We need to capture, clean, and redistribute this valuable resource. We need to stop wasting millions of acre feet a year to tide, and we need to take advantage of the water that's given to us. I'm Steve Edmonds, NPA candidate for Florida House District 28, and I approve this message.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Looks like no accidents to contend with on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound delays at 535 and then heavy convoy to Ivanhoe. Fairbanks to Maitland, slow and go. Slow up 434 to Lake Mary. Westbound on the brakes, Lake Mary to 434. Heavy from Princeton to Michigan. Slow John Young Parkway to the Turnpike. And heavy past 192. 408 eastbound, slow down John Young Parkway to I-4 and approaching 417. And a new crash, Lake Underhill Road, west of Goldenrod with a lane blocked. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5. But AM 660, The Answer.
All right, that's right. That's the Undertaker's theme music, WWE. All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, where for 6 years we have been likening politics to professional wrestling. And all throughout this election season, you've heard those comparisons by all the brilliant minds on radio and TV. All right, speaking of brilliant minds, we got Rick Brown in the studio. We got Colonel Danny McKnight in the studio. And then, of course, there's me. Got Nick LoCicero on the bridge. And we also have Michelle Sterk in with us from USO. Once again, thanks for coming in tonight, Michelle. And we got Brad on the line. Let's take his phone call right now. And then I got some music. It'd be music to your ears. It has to do with a Tim Kaine rally scheduled for Sarasota. All right. All right, Brad, thank you for calling tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. I wanted to take more of a somber tone here because it just occurred to me that we're all caught up in this election hoopla and everything, and at the heart strikes something very near and dear to us. As we know, I got a mailer from the Patrick Murphy campaign. Of course, I ripped it up and threw it away. But he got an F rating from the NRA, him, Hillary Clinton, and the entire Democrat Party, yep. with this guy Garland sitting in the wings, an appointee by President Obama, who we know is anti-Heller verdict, the Heller verdict from the Supreme Court.
Right.
And as we know, it's 4-4 right now. There's four justices on that court that want to protect it, and there's four that want to reverse that. We know that. And Hillary Clinton is either going to go Garland or even to the left of Garland. And I can't underscore that enough. And just get the message out to people in your panel today just how serious a situation this is. Because to most of us, Heller is common sense, and it strikes to the very heart of our rights and our liberties. And
right.
so this, I just can't underscore how vitally important this election is. And if you guys can comment on that as well.
All right. Well, first of all, it's when it comes to the Second Amendment and gun rights, it's not even 4-4. I'd call it 3.5-4.5, because Justice Antonin Scalia is not, let's just say, he's not as reliable. And even, I don't even know about John Roberts, but at least Roberts on this amendment is more reliable than Justice Kennedy. The only true reliable votes you can count on are Alito and Thomas, and now with Scalia gone. Now, Ted Cruz said something very interesting this week, which we've actually talked about on the show in the past, and that is that it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution as to how many justices there has to be on the Supreme Court, right? And this is why Franklin Roosevelt tried to stack the court with extra justices when he was the president, because the Supreme Court kept striking down in his first two terms his New Deal programs because they were socialistic. And they violated certain constitutional, having to do with commerce and things like that, constitutional protections. So he wanted to add, I think it was 4, 5, or 6 justices to the court of his own choosing, of course, which would give him the clout to get his programs through. And even the Democrats at that time, you know, bristled at it. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say how many justices are supposed to be on the court. And in fact, the first Supreme Court had 6 justices. And various times throughout history, it was increased. It was actually even it went up to 11, I think, at one time, and then got cut back down to 9. And so Ted Cruz has proposed that you don't have to approve anybody. We'll just keep it 4-4, right? And then if Ruth Bader dies and Hillary's the president, we'll just make it 4-3. We'll have a 7-member court, right? Show me you're in the Constitution where it says it has to be any different.
Right.
Now, of course, it'll be a huge political battle, but he will have the Constitution on his side. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because I got a feeling that if, and I'm not putting any confidence in this happening, but if Hillary Clinton gets elected president, the poodle Mitch McConnell will scurry to hold some hearings to actually get Merrick Garland confirmed. Because he will not have the backbone to do what Ted Cruz is talking about, you see.
Right.
So he'll think, oh, well, at least we know what we're getting with him. We don't know what we're going to get with Hillary. It's probably going to be worse. So let's, you know, the devil that you know.
It's only going to be worse if they confirm them.
Yeah. Well, the real solution is elect Donald J. Trump president of the United States, and we won't have to worry about this mess. Right, Colonel?
That's it. Yep, exactly. Yeah, because we all know that if Hillary gets that opportunity, she is going to turn the Supreme Court all over to herself. It'll all be exactly the way she wants it, and she'll get everything she gets.
All right. We got to take a hard break. When we come back, Colonel, I want to talk to you about your visit up to New Hampshire there and the presentation of 13 hours. And did you get to see Kelly Ayotte while you were
there? No, but I did talk to somebody and ask them to pass some words on.
So. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back. Don't forget, Colonel Danny McKnight is the author of the book Streets of Mogadishu. And once again, you cannot get a better gift for someone in your family, especially a person in high school or college, because this is all about decision-making and making hard decisions. But you got to make it the right decision. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Don't forget, we're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And this is another game day this weekend for UCF, right?
Yes, it is indeed. Come on in, Warren.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. W-O-R-L. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. We so very much appreciate you listening. We are here. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Got Rick Brown in the studio. He's in the driver's seat today. Mike McBath is up in the north part of Florida campaigning for Trump on a golf course, playing a charity golf tournament with some of the NFL guys.
That's a good place.
And we also have Colonel Danny McKnight in the studio today. Once again, Colonel, the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army. Good to have you, always.
Happy to be here. Mike, you know, he just goes and plays golf when we're here working, you know.
What yeah, I'm telling you, Chris, what can we know? Say? And you brought your wife, Linda, and she and Mike, of course, or Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had one of the greatest victories in college sports this year the other night with that great comeback victory over Ohio State. And, of course, just if you get down, you know, thinking about this election, just think Penn State.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And from behind.
That's right. And we also have in the studio with us Michelle Sterk of USO. USO is a great organization, as I was saying earlier in the show. Colonel, one of my nephews is in the Army over in Germany right now, and he's in the medical corps, I guess you call it. Mm-hmm. And he's a surgical assistant with the last MASH unit. That's still out there, right? Mm-hmm. And he and his wife were over there for 3 years. And she became pregnant last fall. And the USO treated them to a vacation around Christmas, New Year's. And they got to go all throughout Europe, you know, do the whole romantic thing, Italy and Spain. And they were in the Vatican on Christmas Day when the Pope said Mass, the Christmas Mass. So, Michelle, on behalf of the whole family. And by the way, they had a healthy little baby girl, Lillian. Nice. Nadine, and we want to thank you and the USO and everybody who contributes and helps out the USO, Colonel, you know, everybody who puts efforts into the USO, the military and we families of the military really do appreciate it.
Very happy to do it.
Well, if you will pull that microphone a little bit closer to you. There you
go. Sorry,
I'm
new at this.
That's all right. That's all right. We are, too. We started last week.
Or at least you would think so.
No. Where is the USO actually located here in the Orlando area?
So we're located in Orlando International Airport. We are Terminal A, Level 1, Northwest End.
Okay. All right. Well, she's going to stick around with us the whole 2 hours tonight, so we're going to be talking with her on and off during the show. But I want to go back to Colonel. And, Colonel, it's because of you that she's in here tonight, right?
Well, yeah. We met at one of the speaking events I was at, and that was two of them, as a matter of fact. And that was for veterans. With one senior place, and we got to sort of, the three of us, Linda and I and her, we talked, and, you know, we just thought it was a great thing, and when they had their grand opening, which she'll talk more about, we wanted to be there, and we were there for that, and I think it was actually Linda's idea, said, you know, maybe we ought to see if we could get them to be on the show, so Linda was one that said that to me, and then I contacted Michelle, so I'm glad she's here, because I think she can tell how important it is. She'll be able to tell you that very clearly.
That's a great idea. I want to get to your trip to New Hampshire, but real quick, I teased this before the half-hour break. Tim Kaine was supposed to speak in Sarasota tomorrow, and I say was supposed to because that event has been canceled. Evidently, the campaign is not giving a reason why. Maybe they feel like they can spend their money better elsewhere.
Crowds of 30 and 150, maybe.
Yeah, may not be worth having him come down here. And so, and we're not joking. That's the type of crowds he's getting. Now, neither vice presidential candidate is drawing the crowds that even Hillary or Obama draw.
No.
But nonetheless, when you're drawing 30 people to and you're a vice presidential candidate.
That's a lot of jet fuel.
In a key state? Yeah, exactly. You might better spend your time somewhere else. And evidently, that's what they're going to do. Obama's appearance tomorrow at UCF is still on. But nonetheless, if I'm reading this correctly, the doors are going to open at 3. He's going to speak at 5, and it's going to be over at 6. Well, if you've ever been to a Trump rally, you got to get 3 hours just to get you in the door.
Better get there at 2.
And you better get there an hour or two ahead of the time they open the door to get in, or you won't get in. This is what happened the other day in Sanford, right? They filled up this hangar, and then the people had to stand out on the tarmac, and even some people didn't get there for that.
It happened in Melbourne weeks ago, three weeks ago, whatever it was. Same thing. Yeah. About 10,000 in the hangar. Can't get any more in, folks. This is it, you know? So, yeah, exactly right. But who would want to go hear Tim Kaine anyway?
Who would put him on your ticket to run for president?
I mean, I know, I thought that was amazing, but, you know.
I said the other day, Tim Kaine is Hillary's life insurance policy, the same way Joe Biden was Barack Obama's.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Think about who you would want less as president, and she is the safest woman walking on planet Earth right now.
Yeah, yeah. But look what Trump did for his vice president. He picked a guy
who could replace him.
Exactly.
That's what executives do.
Exactly. Even so much so that people were saying, let's replace him with him now. Right?
You know what's interesting about that, and I was in the state of
New Hampshire.
I was in Indiana when he was named.
Picked, yeah,
I was up there.
His home
and,
state.
You know, what I find very interesting about Donald Trump choosing Pence, I like Mike Pence a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's really a sharp guy. But they don't totally agree on everything, and that's okay.
That's great.
Because if you think you're going to, you automatically have a yes man. Yeah. And that's not what I think you should have as your right-hand person. It's somebody that's going to say, well, okay, but maybe, you know, there's another answer here. Yeah. And I think that's what Pence is, and he's very soft-spoken, but I believe that's the kind of guy. Tim Kaine, if Hillary tells him to jump, the question's how high.
Yeah.
Tim starts nodding before Hillary walked up to the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So, I mean, you talk about different in night and day leadership. There's a difference in night and day right there with the two different parties right there.
Yeah. Something interesting has been happening over the last few days as some of these polls have turned around, and that is that the people who have been blowing in the wind have now blown back onto the Trump side of things, if you will. Jason Chaffetz, a high-profile congressman from Utah, has now said he's not going to endorse Trump, but he is going to vote for him. Now, this is after having endorsed him and then pulling his endorsement back because of the bus tape. But he, I believe, is beginning to see the handwriting on the wall that Trump is running strong in Utah. Looks like he will squeak out a victory in Utah, even though they've put in a ringer against him. This, what's his name, McCauley or McAuliffe or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not McAuliffe, but the fella who's running on a third party there, and he's drawing about 20-25% himself. So it's made a big difference in that race there. Nonetheless, Jason Chaffetz has come back on board saying he will vote for Trump. Kelly Ayotte was one of the senators who pulled her support from Donald Trump. And I don't know if you heard the news, but evidently she's announced last night on Fox that she's going to write in Pence's name for president. Colonel?
That's exactly what we heard when we were in New Hampshire. And Kelly Ayotte, who I've gotten to know, Linda and I have, by being up there quite a bit for a couple of events.
And you've always spoken highly of her.
I think very highly of her. But she wasn't at the event that we'll talk about in a while there for 13 hours. But the people that we stay with, who are extremely powerful politically up there. I told her, I said, you know, I can't believe that Kelly Ayotte is basically giving a vote to Hillary. Because if you don't vote for Donald Trump and you vote, and other people have done the same thing, and I chastised them. I did just the other day at the UPS store. But if you don't vote for Trump, you vote for somebody else, you're giving a vote away that goes to Hillary, basically.
In essence.
I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Right.
And I think that's what Kelly Ayotte has done, and I'm sorry that she's done that. I lost a tremendous amount of respect for somebody that I thought very highly of. And I don't, you know, I really don't have the same now power in myself to like her. And I don't know if it's like or dislike, whatever it is, but how can you not, as a Republican, say that you're not going to support the Republican candidate and you're just going to write somebody else's name in it? You just gave away a vote that would should have been for Donald Trump. And you know, and just like the guy I saw in the UPS store, this was so funny. I walk in, I did business, and I know the guy that runs the place real well, and I heard his voice. So I walked back, and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" And he says, "Good." And the other gentleman was sitting there, and they were talking, and I said, "I just want to say hi to you, Bill, and see how things go." And he talked to me, and then he said something about voting or something. I said, "Well, don't worry. I'm going to cast my vote on the 8th of November. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know who I'm voting for." The other guy says, "Well, you know what? I've been a Republican all my life." He says, "But I just cannot find it in myself to vote for Donald Trump." I said, "Well, what are you going to do?" He says, "I'm just going to do a write-in for somebody." I said, "So what you've just done is you have given away a vote that should go to Donald Trump. You've given it to Hillary Clinton." He said, "No, I'm not voting." "Oh, yes, you are. Because if you don't vote for Donald Trump and you vote for somebody else, that's giving Hillary a vote." And see, I don't know why people don't get that, Chris. It just bothers me. There's only two choices, plain and simple.
It's a two-person race.
That's it. So yeah, why do we do anything else?
You don't vote for Donald Trump because he said a bad word and he found it offensive. Mm-hmm. And so you vote for somebody that supports third trimester abortion. You vote for somebody who's had a massive pay-per-play and has compromised secrets of the United States.
That's right.
Is that, you know, that doesn't make any bit of sense whatsoever. And that list can go on for hours.
And that's what Kelly Ayotte has done. And she's just one of many that has done that, as you know. I mean, we saw the list of names last time when I was with you.
Yeah.
The people that said, "Nope, we can't vote for him."
You know? Like I said, some of them have come back. Jason Chaffetz is an example of that, but many of them have not. And yeah, it's throwing your vote away, which is helping the other side out.
That's what it is.
And it's an insult. It's an insult to the people who defend our Constitution, people like Colonel McKnight, people who have died, who have shed blood, to just, because they're, if you will, they're taking the easy way out. Right?
Exactly.
They're not making that hard choice, the hard right choice. You see? And to me, it's stupid politically for her, for this guy in Nevada who may have cost himself the election in Nevada. People respect someone more when you stand up and you look strong, you look like a leader, rather than someone who looks like you're afraid. You see, and when you're saying you're going to write in a name or something, it's to many people, they smell fear in that, you see.
Absolutely.
And it is a political fear. It's like, oh, if I say I'm for Donald Trump and if I come out and campaign, you know, I'm going to lose the election. Well, you got a bigger chance of losing without him than you do with him. And should this thing begin to turn into a real wave, which it very much could, I mean, I have to admit, I believe I want to take back a little something I said last night, because I said last night the WikiLeaks releases and the Project Veritas releases aren't really going to have much of a bearing anymore, but the stuff like Obamacare, that will. Well, I want to take that back a little bit, because what's come out today with Clinton Inc. and stuff like that, and it's actually was brought out in the Washington Post and the New York Times, this stuff can, I do believe, still have an effect. I believe the Obamacare stuff will have a bigger effect. Because as McBath says, it hurts you right in your wallet. You feel it personally. But I do believe that for a lot of people who've been supporting Hillary and they see this stuff, they begin to become, if you will, never Hillary's.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me on that?
Yeah.
And so even if we have some never Trumpers that just take the easy way out right on through, they may be negated by now the never Hillary's. And I know there's already a number of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got guys like Michael Moore, think about how miraculous this simple little thing is here that Donald Trump has been able to pull off. He's got Michael Moore talking sense, at least in part, right? And he's got Louis Farrakhan talking some sense. I mean, what is going on here, right? There's something magical, mystical, miraculous happening right before our very eyes. And not to be able to recognize it,
But that's why the Kelly Ayotte thing is so disconcerting,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
How do you call yourself a conservative Republican or even a middle of the road Republican, make that kind of decision and function in your day to day life? If you can't fall down on the right side on a decision that critical, how do you go to work every day in government and make the decisions necessary to represent your constituency?
Yeah.
And you know, she's in a very heavy race herself in New Hampshire for her Senate position.
Yes, yeah.
And against the former governor,
right,
who is challenging her. I think when Kelly Ayotte chose to do that, I think she hurt herself.
Oh, no doubt.
Because there are people going to say, you know what, they're going to say, they're not going to go vote. They're just not going to go vote at all.
Right.
They're not going to vote for the other one. They just won't vote at all. But who's that hurt? Kelly Ayotte.
Mm-hmm.
And if she loses, she can blame herself for what she did by not supporting President position Donald Trump.
Yeah,
plain
absolutely.
And simple.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. And this guy Heck in Nevada, I believe he made the same mistake. You know, he got scared, and he started to run like rats fleeing the ship. And lo and behold, that's going to cost him.
You know, it's a math problem. I mean, it really is. It's just logic.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody finally bought Chaffetz a calculator, and he sat there and figured out what it was going to cost him on either side of the equation, and he came to the right decision. But it's all...
It is, but it shows a lack of fortitude, if you will, and a lack of the willingness to make the hard right choice. Now, for them, it's a hard choice because there are political ramifications. There has to be a political calculation. To me, though, the calculation says go with Trump.
Absolutely.
But to them, they see something different. So it is a hard choice for them. But for really, it shouldn't be. You know, Abe Katzman has written these great articles that come out in the Jerusalem Post. It may not be a pretty choice, but when you get right down to it, it's not a hard one either for the very reasons we've been talking about here, right?
It's the only choice.
Supreme Court, right? Obamacare, Second Amendment. Military.
Yep. Unchecked regulation.
You
executive
got it.
Actions.
You got it.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want Colonel McKnight to tell us about the reason why he was in New Hampshire to begin with. All right, so please stick around. You are listening to The American Adversaries. We're live. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, Larry Elder will follow us up.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer Traffic now.
on I-4 this afternoon, eastbound, slow at 535, then heavy Conroy to Ivanhoe, Fairbanks to Lake Mary, and at the bridge. There is a crash before Sand Lake Road with lanes blocked, but not much of a delay there. Westbound, slow down to Lake Mary to 434, Fairbanks to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Beach Line to Sand Lake Road, and heavy past 192. It's heavy on 434 and Forest City Road from I-4 all the way down to North Orange Blossom Trail, and we've got heavy delays on Markham Woods Road between Lake Mary and 434. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries. That's right, we're here, we're live until 7 o'clock. Got Colonel Danny McKnight, Commanding General of the American Adversaries Army, of which you, too, can be a member of. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Seek out the recruiting office. It's easy to find, and you can sign up there as an enlistee, an officer, or a general. But there is only one Commanding General. That's Colonel McKnight. Why were you, tell us, our audience, if you would, please, why you were up in New Hampshire to begin with?
I just wanted a couple days off, Chris. I
mean, yeah, right. Really. Weather was good?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely awesome. It was beautiful. We flew in and the trees were the orangest and reddest you have ever seen. They even said that up there. They said we hadn't seen this in 20 years. I mean, it was amazing. So anyway, got there on Tuesday of last week, and Wednesday was the showing of 13 Hours Benghazi in the music hall there, and they drew over 600 people showed up for the showing of the movie. And showing the movie is one thing, but when you got Chris Tonto Peranto there
to answer
questions, and, you know, he's one of them that lived through it somehow, you know.
Yeah.
And what we did was we had a VIP session where people could meet Chris and everything, which was great. And it was all a fundraiser, though. The money goes to Veterans Count, which is an organization created up in New Hampshire, and there's a few other states up in the Northeast. They're trying to expand it more, and it's all about finding ways to take care of our veterans, you know, and that's what it is. So that's what the fundraiser was, and I had to go through the movie and decide where we were going to take our intermission, you know, and about an hour and 20 minutes into it was where I found that, and it was perfect because if you've seen the movie, the guy that is the director, you know, and he says we've got to get out of here and go, and this is what I want us to do, and the other guy looks at him and says, Roan says, you're not giving the orders now. I am. I said this is the perfect place to stop it, and so it did. Then we did a 30-minute intermission. Chris entertained questions that came up and everything. And he did a great job, as always. He's not politically correct. He knows what the answers are because he lived it. And then we finished it. And then afterwards, Chris and I did book signings. And it was a great night. And I really had one opportunity myself. You know, I answered some of the questions, too, because there was some involvement there. But there was one thing that hit me while I had the opportunity on the stage. And Chris got a kick out of it. I said, you know, we're talking about Benghazi. We're talking what happened over there and the lack of a Secretary of State doing her job. I said, you know, and just think about this, folks. I already lived through one Clinton that screwed up
right.
and cost the lives of six of my soldiers. Are you dare thinking that we should have another Clinton who has done the same thing already in the White House again? And I got more praise for those simple comments than anything. But that was my part. But Chris, I promise you, he speaks 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. He left there the next – he wasn't even in New Hampshire – but about 16 hours because he came in, did the event that night. The next morning, they took him to Boston, and he flew out to Grand Junction. You know, but that's what he's doing because he wants people to know the truth.
I was going to say that's because that's how important he sees this election.
Exactly.
That's how important this decision is. And that's why I'm glad you said that, because when we went to the break, I was saying, you know, Abe Katzman has written these articles. He said, when you get right down to it, it's maybe not be a pretty choice, but it's an easy choice, especially if you have the well-being and security of the United States and Israel at heart, from his perspective, of course, and from all of our perspective, though. And so when you get right down to it, that really does put it in a nutshell. I was doing some work last week for a client of mine, and this is a fellow who immigrated here from Egypt, still has a lot of family in Egypt. They're incensed with Obama over there because he has not lifted a finger to help them. He actually helped the Muslim Brotherhood,
yes,
you know, get elected over there. And they don't like that too much, right?
They shouldn't.
And they are incensed over there. They call him the affirmative action president over there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had seen the Trump's bumper sticker on my car, right? And it's in a prominent place up on the back windshield where everybody can see it. And he said, you still voting for Trump? I said, yeah, why? He said, well, all this stuff, you know, that's been coming out, the tapes and the women and stuff. And I looked at him and I said, yeah. I said, well, at least he's not responsible for anybody being dead.
That's right.
And you should have seen his face. His face was like, it lit up like a light bulb. It's like, there's one American at least that's figured this out,
mm-hmm.
right? That these people don't have anybody's best interests at heart. No. Not ours, not theirs, not anybody's. And to think that Donald Trump is somehow worse than that, or even as bad, is just a screwed up perspective, in my opinion.
You know, we're paying an escalating price too. I don't know if you saw today, the U.S. and Britain are putting troops back into Poland and Romania. They're putting infantry, tanks, warplanes.
Yeah. Yep. Did.
Yep.
Chris, the other cool thing that was there, there was 27 Rangers there. That
27.
Night. 27.
Any of yours?
Counting me and Chris. Oh, so quite a few of mine were there.
Yeah, is that right?
But 27 of them came to see Chris and everything, and we had some time, so that made it really special.
That's because Rangers lead the way.
That's right.
All right, we'll take this break, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on the road.
You're going to have to strap yourselves in to be able to keep up with us for this second hour of the show. We got a jam-packed show lined up for you. But that doesn't mean we can't take your phone call at 407-774-8255. I am Christopher Hart. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we rock and roll you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Got Rick Brown in the driver's seat today. Good to see you, Rick.
Good to see you, sir. Happy to be here.
Yep. And, of course, Rick ponies up part of the prize package for our contests around here. We had another great one last night.
I heard. Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Costume. I like the one you sent me, though.
You probably could have said that one on the air.
Yeah, so that's probably could have got away with it. Anyway, he puts up the gift cards to Tijuana Flats, and don't forget every UCF game day, and they got a tough game this week playing Houston.
Apparently. Playing Houston, yep. Yeah. Come on in with your UCF gear on and receive 10% off your check.
That's right.
And that's at the Winter Springs, Oviedo, and Avalon Park locations.
And Winter Springs. That's right. And don't forget every month on the 5th.
Every month on the 5th, we have a Cinco de Flats celebration.
Cinco de Flats, there you go.
And we have live entertainment and drink specials and food specials all day.
And that's at the Winter Springs location.
That's at the Winter Springs location. We have Mr. Richard for the kids.
Yeah.
Come on out. He's a great storyteller and sing-along singer, and he draws a great crowd. If your kids haven't seen him, I'm sure they have, because everybody has.
Yeah.
Come on out and have a great time with him. And then we have entertainment for the adults starting at 7 o'clock until 10.
And that's the 5th of every month at the Winter Springs Tijuana Flats. And that's located at the intersection of 434 and Tuscaloosa Boulevard there.
In the beautiful Winter Springs Town Center.
And it is beautiful, and especially the patio area right there where the Tijuana Flats is. It's beautiful for that type of event.
We even have a waterfall.
That's right. That's right. Very relaxing. Very relaxing.
You just got everything, huh?
We've got everything.
That is, of course, Colonel Danny McKnight. And the Colonel is actually the commanding general of the American Adversaries Army. And, of course, you can be a member, too. Just go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and you can sign up there. And, of course, the Colonel is also the author of the excellent book, Streets of Mogadishu. And you can get a copy of that book. You can get many copies of that book, as many as you want, and I suggest you get lots of them for gifts this season. And you can do that at his website, DannyMcKnight.com, and he'll autograph that thing for you, too, and personalize it for anybody that you get it for. We also have another author who is on the line with us right now. He's been on the show before. We've used his writings, actually, in parodies around here, the Dumb and the Feckless series that we had. He's written a number of biographies, and he's a great investigative journalist. Actually, he used to work for the New York Times back when it was worth buying that paper, in the New York Times Magazine. He was the executive editor of that, and he wrote books about Jackie O. He's written books, many books, and the latest one is another best-selling book, and it's called Guilty as Sin. So I would like to welcome to our show tonight Ed Klein. Ed Klein, thanks for being back on our show. We really appreciate it.
It's great to be back with you. It's been a long time. I really enjoy our last conversation.
And we did, too. And it's always very enlightening talking to you as well. And you certainly have a great flair for the way you write your books. And this
thank
new
you.
One, thank you, you're welcome. And this new one, I mean, we couldn't have got you on maybe at a better time. We'd like to have you more often. But with the latest WikiLeaks revelations coming out, Bill Clinton Inc. and stuff, this is the type of scandal that you're revealing in your book, right?
Exactly. And if you read Guilty as Sin, the book we're talking about, you know, you get the entire story of how Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton set up this foundation to enrich themselves and their friends and their hangers-on. It's all kind of like one big happy mafia family.
Indeed it is. As a matter of fact, earlier in the show, I was liking it to organized crime. Is that
it
fair?
Is. Well, it's very similar, isn't it?
Indeed.
I mean, you got the Don, that's Bill Clinton, and then you got all these made men and made women that they make rich with them and who help them get richer and richer. Like Doug Band, this guy who set up a system whereby those donors to the Clinton Foundation also gave Bill Clinton tons and tons of money to make speeches and to sit on boards of directors.
Yeah, the number $66 million was being thrown around this morning, I guess, in the Washington Post, New York Times articles. That money was steered to him for his personal enrichment.
That's right. His personal enrichment is the best way of putting it. And, you know, all along they've been talking about how they're just doing this great philanthropic work.
Right.
And meanwhile, in my book, Guilty as Sin, I point out that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have been enriching themselves by covering up their, what I would call it, criminal behavior, because certainly what they're doing and have done is against the law. Mm. It's corruption, it's bribery, it's it's all kinds of things that, for instance, her selling favors to foreign governments in return for donations to the Clinton Foundation, that's a federal crime.
Right, right. And, you know, speaking of criminal activity, and we're going to get into, because you talk in here about the FBI and how the things that James Comey has had to go through and how they have been compromised over there. But you, of course, also wrote the book Blood Feud, how the Clintons and the Obamas hate one another. And we were speculating earlier in the show the reason why the Obamas are out there now so happily and merrily campaigning for her is because they're tied together in all this criminal activity. Is that fair?
It is fair. And I'll tell you, I was watching Fox today, Fox News.
Yeah,
and Mrs. Obama, Michelle Obama, was giving a speech for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. How they've always been best friends. I mean, that is, for her, I don't know how she says it with a straight face, because Michelle Obama and her friend Valerie Jarrett who is, you know, the most important advisor in the Obama administration.
Right.
They used to have nicknames for Hillary, and one of their nicknames was Hill the Beast.
Right.
And that's what they thought of her. And the reason I think they're backing her now, there are a lot of reasons. One is, of course, you just said that they're a part of this criminal thing. The president knew all along that Hillary was using an unsecure private email system and jeopardizing national security, and he didn't do anything about it.
Right.
He also knew that that foreign governments were donating to the Clinton Foundation when they were doing business with the American government. That's also a crime. But I think the biggest deal of all was when Obama couldn't get Joe Biden to run for president. He was stuck with Hillary, and stuck with her because the deal was he would back her if he, Obama, and Michelle had a lot to say in the upcoming Hillary Clinton administration if she got elected president.
Right. Well, they'd be fools to believe her if she made that promise, though.
Well, you're damn right. You're absolutely right. Because the Clinton promise is never any better than a slug nickel or whatever the phrase used to be.
Exactly, exactly. I have in the studio with me Rick Brown. He's a co-host, and also have Colonel Danny McKnight. And Colonel Danny McKnight was on the mission that is commonly known now as the Streets of Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down mission.
Yes, right.
And he was portrayed actually in a movie by Tom Sizemore. And he now goes around and speaks to an awful lot of law enforcement people all over the country, FBI, local law enforcement, sheriffs, you name it. He's spoken to them. And we were talking earlier in the show, and I think he reflects their opinion that something's gone wrong, that Comey has sold out the FBI. Did I characterize that fairly, Colonel?
Yeah, I think he sold out. I think he knew what the right thing was to do, and he did not do it. He sold out.
In fact, in your book, you explain how he was quite torn over this. Can you explain that, Ed?
Yeah, I think he was torn over it because he had this reputation of being the Elliot Ness of our time, you know, untouchable, above reproach, politics didn't touch him and all that. He had this, you know, Boy Scout reputation. But in fact, that's not the Comey that fought his way up the political ladder to become the director of the FBI, which is a big politically important post. And I think it was his calculation. The way John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, a Republican nominated Chief Justice, voted twice in favor of Obamacare because he didn't want the Supreme Court to be held responsible for upsetting the entire political and health care system in America. This guy, Comey, made the same calculation, I believe, which is that if he had recommended an indictment of Hillary Clinton, she would have had to drop out of the race. And if she dropped, because, you know, this is as much as his saying he thinks she's guilty.
Right.
And if she dropped out of the race, and even if Joe Biden in the last minute came in, that would have likely thrown the race to Donald Trump. And the whole left-wing, progressive, liberal establishment in America, including the mainstream media, the Democrats in Congress, the White House, everything would have come crashing down on Comey's shoulders as he saw it. And so he decided to take what he thought was the easy way out and save his neck and the neck of the FBI. But the funny thing is, by doing what he did, he discredited himself and the FBI.
Indeed, he did. You say in your book that he threatened to resign, and maybe he should have.
Yeah, maybe he should have. Maybe he should have done the right thing.
Yeah, and I think Ed, that he even really embarrassed himself and the FBI, and many of those that work for him, they lost great respect for him because he did not do the hard right thing. He went the easy way, just like you said. You're right on the money.
My sources are telling me exactly what you said. And that not a lot, but some of the FBI guys and women who were on the case, the email case, have either offered to resign or have resigned. Even some of Comey's top deputies are sick and tired of him. Comey's, I think, he's going to go down in history as a person who did more damage to the FBI than any director, I think, in history, including J. Edgar Hoover, by the way.
I do believe you're right, too, because he has just undermined the public's confidence in the institution.
Yeah. And that's when Donald Trump goes around and saying, you know, everything is rigged. Well, you know, people look at the FBI and they say, hey, you know, maybe Donald has something there. It looks rigged. It sounds rigged. If it looks and sounds rigged, it probably is rigged.
Yeah. It's a very political position, but in that position, you still have to fall down on the right side of the law, and I think he totally abandoned that. And of course, he had the support of not having a DOJ in government these days as well, because we really don't have a Department of Justice or a head.
No, what we have is an extension of the left wing of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
The Bernie Sanders wing of the party is represented at the highest levels of the Justice Department.
Ed, I want to ask you a couple of questions about Hillary's health. You were on Fox the other day, and you were talking about a coughing fit she had in the Oval Office. Can you relate that to our audience, please?
She went to the Oval Office to ask Michelle and Barack Obama to coordinate their campaign speeches on her behalf with her campaign manager.
Excuse me, real quick. When was this?
This was about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay, go ahead.
And they laughed at her because they said, hey, listen, we don't need a coordinator. We know what we're doing. And about at that point, she started coughing. And it was this uncontrollable cough. And the president gave her a glass of water, and that didn't stop it. And finally, when she was kind of convulsively coughing, he called his secretary and said, bring one of my doctors in here. And they summoned a White House doctor who administered something to her. I don't know what, because, you know, doctors never tell you what that's a secret.
Okay.
And she did stop coughing, but that left the president and Mrs. Obama and Valerie Jarrett, their pal,
right,
very suspicious about Hillary's health. And my source, who was there at dinner with them that night, said that they discussed the first family, that they couldn't, the Hillary that they saw that day was not a well person. And the Hillary that we see on television, looking, you know, fit as a fiddle, with all her hair in place and her makeup and all that, and standing for 90 minutes, that's a different Hillary. What is she on? And Michelle said she's convinced that she's on some sort of booster drug of some kind. No, she doesn't know what. But I think that's the case. And, of course, we're never going to find out about it. Maybe in the future we'll find out about it, but we're not going to find out about it soon.
That's interesting, because in a couple of rallies, I think it was a week or so ago, Trump was talking about her being pumped up and should have a drug test before the debate.
But he knows something.
Yeah. And we've had a doctor on the show a number of times. He speculates it's Parkinson's disease. I've heard you say on the Michael Medved show that it's not Parkinson's disease. What do your sources tell you is wrong with her?
My sources, and this comes from her friends, whom she talks to, say that she has a leaky heart valve, and that in order to treat her cardiac problems, they're giving her a beta blockers, and that is causing all kinds of problems, like drowsiness, hard to breathe, she's unsteady on her feet. On top of which, she has this tendency for blood clots. And so she's got these tall, big, strong guys around her all the time to catch her in case she falls, because if she bumps against something and gets a clot and it goes to her lung or her heart or her brain, it could, you know, it could kill her.
Oh.
And so they're very worried about this. And we've seen her collapse on the 9/11 memorial service.
Right.
What would happen in the last 10 days of this election if she collapsed in front of an audience? That would be devastating for her campaign.
What would be even more devastating, Ed, would be if she were to somehow pull this thing out and win and then collapse right in the middle of a huge crisis in the White House.
Well, that's what I'm most afraid of.
Yeah. And Tim Kaine? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get that goofy Tim Kaine running things. My goodness.
I tell you what, he doesn't need a Halloween costume, does he, with those eyebrows and stuff. You also talk about what Hillary and Bill have in their bag of tricks for Donald Trump yet. What do they have, another October surprise for him?
Well, you know, I've been the target of the what I call the Clinton slime room. And I'm sure that they've got more up their sleeve for Donald. They've been pulling out one after another almost every week. First, the Donald Trump taxes that they somehow came out.
Right.
It's all opposition research stuff. And I'm sure they're saving their big guns for the last week or so of the campaign.
What's your gut feeling about the
about the outcome?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, let's be honest, of course. Naturally, Donald still has a hill to climb here. There's no question about it in terms of electoral votes. He's got to win North Carolina, and he's got to win Florida. And he's doing pretty well in both places right now. He's got to win a lot of other states, of course. But, I mean, those are two key, that in Ohio, where he is doing well. So I'm saying that he's got a steep hill to climb, but if he... I don't know if you saw him today giving a speech in Ohio, but if he continues to give those kinds of speeches that he gave today, which are policy speeches and right on the button as far as, you know, what he's going to offer the country, I think he's got a chance of pulling this out at the last minute, but it's going to be tough.
Should he get elected, what do you think would happen? Do you think it would change the whole mood of the country?
I do. I think within first year, this economy is going to start humming, number one. I think he's literally going to start building that wall. I think he's going to renegotiate those treaties, NAFTA and so forth. And I think Mr. Putin should be very concerned about pushing Donald Trump around. I don't think you can get away with pushing Donald Trump around. You can get away with pushing Barack Obama around, but not Donald Trump.
And probably Hillary Clinton around. And there's, of course, always the prospect that people in foreign governments know things that even we still don't know. Even
about Hillary.
Exactly, yeah. That they could use to blackmail or, you know, mm-hmm. hold over her head, right?
Absolutely. Listen, the communications between the president and Hillary on her unsecure server, the president has claimed executive privilege, meaning
right.
that those are not going to be ever published. But it's very likely that the foreign governments know what the American citizens.
They already have them.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ed, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We look forward to talking to you again in the near future, hopefully to talk over a Trump presidency.
Well, from your lips to you know where. Thanks, guys. It's great to be with you.
God Thank you so
you.
Much.
God bless
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you, Ed. Keep those books coming. All right, that's Ed Klein. His new book, Guilty as Sin, is out. It's been out now for about a month or so, and it does. It goes through a lot of this stuff and really help you make sense out of the Clinton crime organization. As he said, it's organized crime. So, and since we just have a couple of minutes left in this segment, we're just going to go ahead and run it through. Colonel, the prospect of Donald Trump winning this thing, what would it do to the military morale should he manage to pull this thing out?
I think it would be a gigantic boost. I really do. I believe that boost would be at the lower level. It really would.
Right.
At the upper level, I think it would scare people.
What do you think about this General Flynn, who is one of his top advisors?
I think he's just fine. Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting because I think he's got he's the right guy to be with Donald Trump. But the one that's really bugging me
is
you know who that is?
Uh-uh.
The Marine. The Marine that is so supportive of Hillary. I was just watching.
Allen.
When I was in Afghanistan.
I was confused there for a second.
When I was in Afghanistan, when I went on my second trip over there and I did the prayer breakfasts, I did 15 and 11 days. The 15th one I did, General Allen was sitting beside me. Okay?
Wow.
And we talked and everything. And when I have seen what he has turned into be, a Hillaryite, as I call it, okay? And I'm just stunned that a four-star Marine general who everybody thought the world. Of course, he got in a little trouble, too, right after General Petraeus did.
Right.
But he ends up with Hillary, you know, being her henchman. And he's really the only one that's really come out strong in support of Hillary.
Her. Yeah.
He's the only one that took the compromise.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, see, I think the military would say, you know, we got somebody up there now that really believes in us. It's not a Clinton, you know.
Right.
It's not like Bill Clinton, who didn't support us. And Hillary sure hadn't supported the military, as we see with the movie 13 Hours in Benghazi.
Right.
I think they would be overjoyed that Donald Trump was going to be the president and commander-in-chief. I believe he knows he's not a military guy. I believe he will surround himself with the right people to solve the problems that need to be solved in the military. And that's what a good leader will do. And
right.
I think he'll do that.
Put the right people in the right positions, give them what they need, give them a task, and get out of the way.
Let them do it.
That's right. Okay, we're going to get out of the way of this break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Colonel McKnight, Rick Brown. We also have, as I said, Michelle Sturk with us. She's got her husband with us. I'll introduce you to him, too. And I'm going to introduce you to one of our brand new sponsors. Great guys, great patriots. Matter of fact, their business is called Patriot Home.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
And away we go with the last half hour of tonight's show. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock. Welcome back to the American Adversaries. I got a full house. I mean, we're going for a record here tonight. See how many people we can get.
Standing room only.
It is. It is, indeed. All right. I am Christopher Hart. That voice you just heard is, of course, Rick Brown. We have the Commanding General of the American Adversaries Army, Colonel Danny McKnight, here. Colonel?
You know, it's the only time in my life I ever get called general. But that's okay.
You're our general forever, I tell you what. And we also have in the studio with us, still patiently, so patiently with us tonight, Michelle Sturk of the USO. Michelle, once again, thanks for coming up here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And your husband has joined us. We're all going to go to Cafe Positano for dinner. Then Steve, thank you for coming up here.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, folks.
And thank you for serving the United States Marine
Corps.
God bless you. Yeah, Semper Fi. We appreciate it. And also in the studio, Dr. K has stopped by today. It's not Friday, Dr. K. Why you be here?
Well, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. As you know, I've got to fly to Pittsburgh. We've got our escape rooms that I've got to go check on. They're doing really, really well. Just got back from Kansas City. The football team is doing well. And I'm just running all over the place. And I'm going to dinner right up the street with you guys as well.
Yep.
The antique cars with the shrine, so I figured why not stop in and say hi.
All right.
Well, we're glad you did.
Yeah. And I want to introduce also somebody very special to the show, because they have come on as a sponsor of the show, and as we've told you on numerous occasions, we're what they call a brokered show around here. It took me about 3 years to figure out what that meant. It meant you will go broke doing this show if you're not very careful, because we are not employees of the radio station. We actually rent our space here, if you will. We buy the airtime and then pay for it with advertising and sponsors. And so it's always a great thrill to get a new sponsor, and especially when, you know, they're, if you will, of like mind. And Patriot Home Funding is just that. John Siebert, and in the studio with us today is Pierce Outlaw. John couldn't make it today. He's with his daughter, a daddy-daughter sort of thing. But Pierce Outlaw, first of all, I want to thank you for coming in and being on the show today. But also, I want to thank you on behalf of myself and everybody here that does the American Adversary Show and everybody out there that listens to the American Adversary Show. We want to thank you for helping sponsor and produce the American Adversary Show. So thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's an honor and a pleasure.
All right. And he's going to be with us the rest of the show, and we're going to find out a little bit more about Patriot Home Funding. Of course, you've heard the commercials. You've heard Mike and I talking about it. But we'll get it right from Pierce Outlaw tonight. But I want to go to Michelle Sturk of the USO, because, as I said earlier in the show, the USO paid for a European vacation for my nephew and his wife. Might be the last chance they had to do that because they've now had their baby. And so once again, I want to thank the USO for that. And just tell our listeners, just remind them a little bit about what the USO is, where it came from, and what it's all about.
Sure. So we were founded in 1941 under President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In World War II, we were there to serve our active duty military and basically boost their morale during wartime. Now, with the evolution of technology, our main mission has kind of evolved as well. So our mission now is keeping them connected to family, home, and country. And we do that by really kind of creating programs that span the distance, keep them connected, and really boost the morale of the family dynamic.
Yeah, you know, I think, at least for me, my first exposure to the USO was the Bob Hope tours.
Absolutely.
In Vietnam with Joey Heatherton and mm-hmm. people like that. Remember Joey?
I remember. You see my eyes?
That's why I looked over at you. Yeah.
What about Ann Margaret?
The gold diggers?
Ann Margaret. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those were great tours, and they were sponsored by the USO. But now it's much more than that, as you said.
Correct.
And there was a grand opening.
Yes, we had our soft opening August 25th of this year, and we had our official grand opening September 21st, and to date, we have served about 4,000 guests.
And that's right here in Central Florida.
Yes, that's in Orlando International Airport.
Tell us, where was the grand opening? What do you mean by that?
So we're in Terminal A, Level 1, and basically, you know, we're completely run on volunteer staff, so we have to get them trained up. Annually, we're going to need about 400 volunteers. To date, we have about 250, so we still have a little ways to go. But what that soft opening allowed them to do is kind of get acclimated to the space, kind of troubleshoot any problems that we may have had with some of our technology and gadgets that we have within the center, and kind of just get them used to our visitors and how to check them in properly.
Can people visit your website if they want to become a volunteer and sign up there?
Yes. So you would just go to volunteer.uso.org and pick your location. We serve 14 counties throughout the center part of the state. We do have a welcome center inside of Tampa International Airport. We do have a day room inside of James A. Haley VA Hospital. And then we have the Orlando site in OIA.
Are there any requirements? Does the person have to be a veteran or anything like that?
No.
To be a volunteer for USO.
All they have to do is be 18 and up.
18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Dr. K is here tonight, and he's got a special, if you will, treat for USO, I guess. Dr. K?
Yeah. As everybody out there knows, and Michelle, I'll let you know, I'm a professor at the University of Central Florida. And
psych.
Psych.
He's a
okay.
Skull doctor.
Oh, yeah. So I like to.
We need one around here.
Are you in the right place?
Oh, yeah. Just look around. I never have to worry about being employed. But one of the requirements in all my classes is that the students have to do papers. And as you move up and get closer to graduating, the courses get tougher. Well, I have a developmental psychology course that requires a 20-page paper. And about 3 weeks ago, I received a letter from the USO that made me get very, very emotional because it reminded me of when somebody walked up to me when I was stationed overseas and gave me a card and said, here, call home. It's the holidays on us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the phone card program that you're running, mm-hmm. I put that in front of my students and I said, you know what? If you want to donate $25 for this phone card so that, you know, I explain the story and how good it makes you feel and all that stuff, I will excuse you, not only just excuse you from doing the 20-page paper, but I will give you a 100% grade for that paper.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking a class of 325 students. I have an envelope that has 325 $25 checks to get to the USO. So if you could tell me how I could do that,
oh my gosh.
I would be more than happy to do that next week.
Sure. I would be more than happy to. Thank you. That's awesome.
And I just made the same offer to my general psychology class, but, you know, that's only a 5-page paper, so I don't know how many.
Where were you when I was in graduate school?
Right. Wow.
Golly, man.
Thank you so much.
You're not bad for a Navy guy.
we're playing on my turf this year, you know that. We're going to make it 8 in a row, are we?
little football talk going on there. USO is a great organization, and, of course, if you can donate to at USO.org?
Yes, or we have two fundraisers going right now for some of our programs. We're gearing up for Operation That's My Dress, which is for female service members. spouses of service members and teenage daughters. It's prom season and, you know, cocktail season, as well as the holidays coming up. So in Tampa, November 19th and 20th, we're hosting, what they do is we put on a fashion show. We donate gowns between $200 and $4,000. They come in, they're escorted by Miss America contestants or previous contestants, pick out a gown, accessories, get their hair and makeup done, all for free. And then we're also hosting Operation Stuff a Stocking coming up soon, and we'll be releasing some more information about that later this year on our social media and our website.
Okay. I noticed you also have a local website.
Yes. Yes. So it's centralflorida.uso.org.
Centralflorida.uso.org. Mm-hmm. And once again, this is a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
And all the proceeds go to help military and military families, correct?
Correct. 92 cents out of every dollar.
Not bad, right? Especially compared to another foundation, which will remain for the time being unmentioned, right?
Yes.
Well, I'll mention it. You know that.
All right. And so if you would like to be a volunteer for the USO, they need some more down at OIA. Yes. Can a volunteer set their own hours, that type of thing?
Yes. So right now we are open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 365 days a year. And we have 4 4-hour shifts available.
And so what, when military people come through the airport, you're there for them? Is that
Yes. Yes. So we provide them with a hot cup of coffee, a snack, a place to rest, video games, and we also have a kids' room available.
You know, this sounds like an extra credit opportunity for my students.
Hey, now, there we go.
Indeed it is.
Chris,
indeed.
When one of the things I saw when the opening was done is we were standing, Linda and I were standing there and everything, and we all going behind the people that were talking was the USO
right.
area. And I saw go in there a lady and her husband with two kids. And I said, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't stage that, but
no.
It was the perfect showing of what people needed to see. A mother and a father, he's a soldier, with two kids. And they could go in the USO, and they could go in there and know that they can rest and be taken care of. I thought it was just, the timing was amazing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't staged, and that's what made it so cool,
yeah.
that it just sort of worked out. There they showed up
yeah.
and
yeah.
went in there.
When you help out the USO, you're helping out the military, and now you're also helping out military families. And like I said, my nephew got to be able to, with his wife, you know, see Europe and be at the Christmas Mass that the Pope gave because of USO. He's over there serving. 3 years he's spending in Germany, you know, for the United States Army for us. So it's nice that the USO is there for him.
Absolutely.
And his family. So we really do appreciate that. And Pierce Outlaw, we really do appreciate good patriotic guys like yourselves. Any veterans over there at Patriot Home Funding?
No, we don't have any veterans, but John and I, the owners, are both sons of World War II veterans. We have a Navy guy here. John's dad served on a submarine. I can't remember the name of the sub, but it's the sub that's harbored in the Inner Harbor of Baltimore.
Okay.
All right. And my dad was a prison guard in Italy guarding the highest risk personnel that the Allies had captured in Italy, most of them government and military officials. He was a guard without a weapon, one-on-one guard. During the last 2 years of the war, 44 and 45.
That's amazing. And, of course, that generation is a great generation. And we got around the table here the folks who are involved with the Honor Flight. Got Honor Flight of Space Coast Honor Flight here with Colonel McKnight. And, Michelle, I guess you've been involved with the Space Coast Honor Flight some. And got Rick Brown here with Central Florida Honor Flight. Just had one.
And my dad was Northern Italy with 10th Mountain Division, 2 Bronze and Silver Star at the end of the war.
Yeah, so we're all big supporters of the military around here, and always will be. And once again, Pierce, want to thank you for you guys being a sponsor of the show, and we really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. Oh, I forgot to say, also, I do have an uncle who is a B-17 pilot who is buried in France. He was shot down and killed. He was the only non-survivor out of his crew. His plane was called the Joker, and when it was shot down, he was unable to get out, and he went down with the ship, and he's buried in France. So, yes, I do have a deceased relative in theater.
Wow. All right. Mm. They called it the Great Generation, and for good reason. right? I mean, they just went and they did, and they didn't question why, and they got the job done. And at least they had leadership at that time that gave them the tools and let them get the job done. Can you imagine if we fought that war the way we fight today? We'd still be fighting World War II, right? Because we don't fight wars to win them anymore. We just fight them to get to the next
stalemate.
Yeah, yep. I suppose. All right, we got to take one more break. When we come back, we'll finish up here today. And don't forget, please help out the USO. You can help them out as a volunteer, perhaps make a contribution. And you can do that at their website, which is uso.org. And what was it to sign up to be a volunteer? There was a special address?
For volunteer opportunities, it's volunteer.uso.org. And, clear a misconception, we are a nonprofit organization, but we do not receive any federal or national funding. So if you're interested in supporting USO Central Florida, please keep your donations local to our chapter. And you can do that at centralflorida.uso.org.
Okay, centralflorida.uso.org. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take that break and come right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please stay with us.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com. G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436, or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Thoughts that flash in the calm that cast long shadows of doubt. No matter how far down you hide them, they just spill out. So I hold tight to the edge of the night. Then I fight on and wait for.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that is the music from the excellent movie, The Telling Movie, 13 Hours. And Colonel McKnight is back this week. He was in New Hampshire for a special presentation of that movie with Chris Tonto Peronto, of course, who's in the movie. And if you haven't seen the movie, please get it. It's out on DVD and see it before the election. And if there's anybody you know who's undecided, let them see it. okay? Because it'll help them make up their mind. By the way, the colonel is wearing his favorite T-shirt here tonight. It says, hashtag Benghazi matters.
Yes, it does.
And it does indeed. And it is going to matter in this election, believe me. What comes around goes around, and get back is a you-know-what. All right. So, all right. Well, before we get back to the conversation here, we got a new listener that Rick would like to give a shout out to.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. We have a new listener out there tonight who's listening for the first time. He just downloaded the app because he's out of the area. And he's an old personal friend, and he has been ill for quite a while.
Oh, we're sorry.
So I just want to say, Joe, if you're listening, I know you are. Thanks for joining us tonight, and we hope you get feeling better real soon.
God bless you, Joe, and thank you so very much for being out there. All right, that is Rick Brown. Of course, I'm Christopher Hart. Colonel Danny McKnight is in the studio. Dr. K won't be here tomorrow night. We're going to miss you tomorrow night, Dr.
I know,
K.
I know, I'm sorry. Got things to do.
Going to be up Pittsburgh way, you said?
Yeah, we've got the escape rooms opened up. You know, both of them are up and running now. So
yeah.
You got to go up and check on your businesses, you know?
Yeah, when he says escape rooms, he's not talking about, you know, a shelter or something where he could go if Hillary gets elected.
Safe place.
I don't think there's a safe place in the world if that happens.
I don't believe there is either. And, of course, the Colonel is the author of the book Streets of Mogadishu. It's a must-have book. It's a must-have, must-read book, and especially for it's a great gift, especially for students of any age, because it's all about making decisions, making the right decisions, even when it's a tough decision, and doing the right thing, especially when it's the hard thing to do. We also still have...
And I got to talk about the Clintons in there, too, didn't I?
Indeed, you did. Indeed, he did. And like you said earlier, you know, we suffered through and people died because we had Bill Clinton as president. Mm-hmm. Let's don't go through that again. Michelle Sturk is still here with USO. That's usocentralflorida.org. And we also still have Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding. Now, you guys are going to be in a lot more over the months, but just real quick, Pierce, tell folks what you guys do over there at Patriot Home Funding, please.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage brokerage business in the state of Florida. John and I started the business back in 2008 at the worst possible time because we had run a mortgage company that was owned by a builder. And we saw, even though we'd been in business, the two of us in Central Florida for over 20 years at the time, we saw that really the first time home buyer and the middle class home buyer was an underserved segment and really would benefit from our experience. So we dedicated ourselves and made that our mission and passion at Patriot Home Funding to help those who the banks really don't help. Banks are great at holding your money. They're great at giving you car loans. They're not good at mortgages. And that's one thing we stress. We say yes when the banks say no. Just last week, I closed a loan where another Central Florida lender, a quite big company as a matter of fact, had quoted a young lady with two kids and a veteran husband a 4.5% interest rate on an FHA loan. And we came in behind and closed that loan at 3.25% and saved this couple about $160 a month on their payment, plus about $1,000 at closing because we didn't charge any fees. And actually, we gave them some money back at closing in the form of a credit when the loan was sold. That's what we try to do at Patriot Home Funding, is serve those people who aren't getting the service from the banks and the other bigger lenders. We have three people in our office that have over 30 years experience. And what it does is it makes our business a think tank. There's a synergy there that gives us the ability to solve problems and make deals that the other lenders can't.
Okay. Yes. You also have a special for veterans who mentioned the American Adversaries show, right?
That's correct. Any veterans who come to Patriot Home Funding for your mortgage loan, whether it be a VA loan or any other loan, if you're a veteran and you mention the fact that you listen to the American Adversaries, we'll pay for your appraisal at closing.
Wow.
There it is.
And that's a value that could be anywhere from $450 up to probably about $550, depending on the property and the loan program.
As I said, we have great sponsors around here, and they support our military people, and they support us. So please support them.
You bet.
Now, obviously, a mortgage is not something you need every day, but people need them throughout the course of their lives. Friends, family, neighbors need them. This is one of those numbers you need to have on your refrigerator, you know, the go-to numbers, I call them. Pierce, give the folks your phone number over there, if you would, please.
Our phone number is 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123. We also have a great website that we just launched a couple of months ago, myphf.com. That's M like Mary, Y like Yellow, P like Patriot, H like Home, F like Funding.com. And our website is not like the normal websites that you'll see from mortgage companies. We want to make ourselves a resource for the public. And if you go on the website, not only will you see the ability to make applications and explain the loan programs, you'll see things about what you should be looking for in a house, how to prepare yourself to be qualified for a mortgage, and even budgeting tips, glossaries. It's a real true mortgage resource for the public.
Just remember, when the banks say no, these guys say yes. Or did I get that backwards? When you say yes, when the banks say no.
Either way, it's the same result.
That's Patriot Home Funding. And we want to thank you again. And, you know, we've also picked up the Dino Rentos Studios, and they're a great sponsor, too. Dino and his wife, Janice, are great folks. And, of course, we'll be having them back on the air, too. But, you know, with the holiday season coming up, they can do anything you want, from the simplest decoration, from the simplest item, to the most complex. And I do mean that literally. And so for the escape room, Dino Rento Studios, that's where you can get your stuff.
Oh, is that right? I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, indeed.
Because we're going to be starting one here in Florida next, you know.
All right.
St. Augustine, looks like.
All right, sounds good. All right, that's DinoRentosStudios.com, DinoRentosStudios.com. And the winner of our contest last night got a life-size cutout as part of the prize package. We're going to have to get a couple of cutouts made of you and John over there to put up in the offices, right, so you can sneak out for lunch or something.
I'll get my wife in a Santa suit for the front yard.
There you go. Great gift ideas. Great decoration ideas. That's DinoRentosStudios.com. Want to thank everybody for being in the studio here tonight. Want to thank all of you out there who are listening tonight. And once again, thanks to the USO for what you guys do for all of our military and families. Pierce, once again, thanks to you and John. Rick, thank you for supporting the show. Appreciate
you betcha.
Colonel, can't thank you enough, sir.
Happy to be here.
And we're happy you're here, too. Folks, if you'd have seen that windshield that he had in his car last time he was here, that he sat behind going through the streets of Mogadishu and all the bullets that had hit that thing, one had even penetrated it, you'd know what these guys went through that night. It was pure hell. We cannot allow that to happen again. Elect Donald J. Trump. Night, everybody.
Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.